Hear the voice of the bard, who present, past, and future sees, whose ears have heard the holy word that walked among the ancient trees, calling the lapsed soul and weeping in the evening dew, that might control the starry pole and fallen light renew. O earth, O earth, return. Arise from out the dewy grass. Night is worn, and the morn rises from the slumberous mass. Turn away no more. Why wilt thou turn away? The starry floor, the watery shore, is given thee till break of day. Earth raised up her head from the darkness dread and drear. Her light fled, stony dread, and her locks covered with gray despair. Prisoned on watery shore, starry jealousy doth keep my den. Cold and hoar, weeping o'er, I hear the father of the ancient men. Selfish father of men, cruel, jealous, selfish fear, can delight, chained in night, the virgins of youth and morning bear? Does spring hide its joy when buds and blossoms grow? Does the sower sow by night, or the ploughman in darkness plough? Break this heavy chain that does freeze my bones around. Selfish, vain, eternal bane, that free love with bondage bound. When the voices of children are heard on the green and whisperings are in the dale, the days of my youth rise fresh in my mind, my face turns green and pale. Then come home, my children, the sun is gone down and the dews of night arise. Your spring and your day are wasted in play, and your winter and night in disguise. Little fly, thy summer's play my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am not I a fly like thee, or art not thou a man like me? For I dance and drink and sing till some blind hand shall brush my wing. If thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death, then am I a happy fly, if I live or if I die.